is what its competitors are up to. I'm Paul Rogers, KGO 810.
This is KGO San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
It's 7 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour. The pain is becoming anger in the wake of that church shooting in Charleston, South Carolina.
This is a hate crime. Let's be clear about this. This is not merely a mass shooting by some deranged gunman.
21-year-old Dylan Roof, the man who admitted to killing 9 people at a historic black church, made his first court appearance today. The judge presiding over the case, Charleston County Magistrate James Gosnell, reads the list of charges against Roof.
This is the case of State versus Dylan Roof. Mr. Roof is charged with 9 counts of murder and 1 count of possession of a weapon during the commission of a violent crime.
Roof was silent through much of the proceeding, speaking only to answer questions from the judge about his address, his age, and the fact that he's unemployed. Here in San Francisco, President Barack Obama today called racism a blight on America.
We have made great progress, but we have to be vigilant because it still lingers. And when it's poisoning the minds of young people, it betrays our ideals and tears our democracy apart.
Back here in the Bay Area, a horrifying traffic accident this afternoon at a Vallejo bus stop.
The vehicle drug or carried 2 pedestrians, and when the vehicle came to rest, one of the pedestrians died.
A car slammed into 7 people at that bus stop, dragging 6 of them along the pavement as the car careened out of control. More now from KGO 810's Brett Burkhardt.
Vallejo Police Sergeant Michael Nicolini says it happened about 3:30 this afternoon when a 65-year-old Sassoon City man lost control of his Nissan Versa while driving north on Highway 29.
As he left the roadway, striking the curb and driving up onto the sidewalk in a bus stop, collided with a few objects there. He also struck a pedestrian that was standing or sitting near the bus stop. The vehicle continued northbound, struck a telephone pole, continued north on the sidewalk, and struck 5 pedestrians, 3 female adults, and 2 children. The car continued to travel northbound a little bit, coming to rest back onto Sonoma Boulevard.
He says a passing tow truck driver stopped at the scene, used his truck to lift the vehicle off 2 of the victims. The driver is being investigated for possibly being under the influence, but Sergeant Nicolini says it also could have been a medical emergency.
The investigation continues at this hour. Well, you probably won't find this surprising. A new poll shows public confidence in police is taking a big hit. More from correspondent John Stolness.
A majority of Americans, 52%, say they still have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in the police. But that number by Gallup is the lowest it's been since 1993, when in the aftermath of the Rodney King beating, it was also at 52%. Confidence is down 3 points among whites, 6 points among blacks, and 8 points among Hispanics.
And now to the NBA champion Golden State Warriors.
You're 2015 NBA World Champion Golden State Warriors!
Hundreds of thousands turned out today for a champion parade in Oakland. They crammed the streets, a giant stage near Henry Kaiser Center near Lake Merritt, chanting and screaming. Steph Curry told the crowd, winning an NBA title is addicting.
We got to celebrate this trophy like it's no tomorrow, man. This is an unbelievable experience. We deserve this. This is amazing. But the cool thing about it is we're going to suit up in 3 more months and try to do it again.
KGO 810 Scott Letieri hitched a ride on one of the parade floats with Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf.
I got to be in the parade with MC Hammer. Whoa. How fun is that?
This is your first year as mayor. Is this going to happen for the rest of your reign?
The example that the Warriors show us is that teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah. Okay. Made for destiny.
Yeah.
Dubs on mine.
Fans have been waiting 40 years for this parade, and it is just a sea of humanity. Warriors gold and blue.
Let's go, Warriors!
You a Warriors fan?
Are you kidding? From day zero. And a little known secret, my mom went on a couple of dates with Rick Barry.
Get out.
Long time ago.
Let's go, Warriors!
Let's go, Warriors!
And we believe that to be Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:04.
If you have Medicare, Walgreens has good news. Because with the new balanced rewards, it's easier than ever to earn points, even with Medicare. Now, you'll get points for every prescription and immunization every day. And more points mean more rewards. To see all the new ways to earn points and get rewards, simply visit walgreens.com/morepoints. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions apply. For details, visit walgreens.com/balance.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here. If you owe back taxes, the IRS can do some scary things, but there is hope. With a special program called the Fresh Start Initiative, it's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the experts at Optima Tax Relief. If a fresh start is what you need, Optima is who you want.
Call 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time now to check your traffic, and we welcome Lee Graham to the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. In Union City, northbound 880 at Whipple Road, an accident there involving a motorcycle is in the center divider. The rider is up and walking around. That's some good news. You are stop and go back to Paseo Padre Parkway, though. Southbound 17 has had its share of problems today, and now another at Lark Avenue in Los Gatos. It's a Honda that stalled out, but it's in the center divider now. You're still stop and go from the Cats back to just before 85. Northbound 680 at Andrade, a hit-and-run accident there. It's out of the road, just slowing things down along the Sunol grade. You're still stop-and-go all the way back to 262 in Fremont. And on the Altamont Pass, 580 eastbound at Grantline Road, another stalled vehicle, an SUV, moved to the right shoulder. That plus construction at North Flynn has you stop-and-go back to North Livermore Avenue. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Now let's toss it to KGO 810 weather forecaster Spencer Christian.
Tomorrow, look for sunny skies near 60 degrees at the coast, mid to upper 70s around the bay, and upper 80s to low 90s inland. On Sunday, the solstice occurs at 9:38 a.m., but without much summer-like heat, especially inland, where highs will reach only into the low to mid 80s.
Right now, around the Bay Area, we've got lots of sunshine. The hot spot in Fairfield checking in at 87 degrees. It's 75 in Oakland, 77 in San Jose, 63 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. This weekend, all about Dad. And yes, Father's Day, right? Oh, well, right around the corner. Oh, go ahead, Dad.
It's Father's Day.
Father's Day is a creation of male oppression.
Why do we even need Father's Day? Fathers are useless.
I would love to be a more sensitive father.
This year for Father's Day, I asked you to spray your dad with a hose.
I wish my dad was more like you.
You make my day.
My father worked in profanity the way other artists might work in oils or clay.
My mom told my dad we can break in the new sheets in a group text message.
Everybody take daddy for granted. Just listen to the radio.
They talked about me on the radio. I matter. Take that, Dad!
You make my day. You make my day. You make
my day. Happy Father's Day, Dad. Whoever you are. And wasn't there a Dr. Seuss book, Are You My Daddy? Probably. And the little bird or something couldn't figure out who he was related to. I just remember green eggs and ham. And that would be Dad if he made them. Yes, that's what it would have been. Maybe it was that. Or purple. Yeah, or something like that. So Father's Day is just around the corner. And, well, it's down to the wire, 2 days. And we were just talking to Nikki. Two shopping days. That's it, right. I mean, you know, and a national survey shows that 52% of adult children sometimes think that they take their dads for granted. Well, if that's more than half of us, I guess maybe we do. Families expect too much from fathers as maybe the breadwinner, the romantic husband, the caretaker of children, athletic supporter, and, of course, dad's always the handyman, which is really strange. My father can do all those things handy, and I'm so not handy with anything. You don't say. Right, no. I can't fix anything, but dads don't expect as much on Father's Day, so they don't, you know, they don't feel like they're being overlooked. And we're talking kind of old school dads, because I think there's kind of a new dad in town, you know? Right, sure. Lots of guys who take a lot of time off when the baby's born. Maybe they're a stay-at-home dad. Yep. Actually, if you want, you know, you can text us or join us on Twitter and tell us
how being a father has changed your life.
Yes, at Generation Drex, or you can Drex text us at
35253 and use the keyword Drex.
Which means all you have to do is put the word Drex in there and it pops up on our screen. The National Retailers Federation notes that people send half as many gifts to fathers as they do on Mother's Day. And, you know, by the way, only 10%, and I don't even know who those dads are, said they wanted a tie for Father's Day.
I was surprised it was that high.
Yeah.
10%, 1 in 10 dads still would take a tie for Father's Day? Wow. You know, I mean, people just don't wear them any longer.
They want a 12-pack of the local brew here from the Bay.
Some craft beer.
Right, some craft beer, and they want to chill out and watch the ball game or something.
Actually, my dad was just...
be with their family.
Crowing about this coffee he found. He said, I think this is made right by your house in San Francisco, Jeremiah's Pick. And I was like, ding, well, now I know something
now
I can
you
always
know.
Go pick up for you, yeah.
Well, my dad's easy. Just give him the $50 gift certificate to Panera Bread. Oh, but you know what? And look at me. I just fell right into the trap where you spend half as much on dad as you do on mom. Because I spent probably $150 on mom. Maybe I should make it a $100 gift certificate to Panera.
Can he
That's
eat
a lot
that
of Panera
much?
Bread.
That is, woof.
Well, dad, you know.
And then he's like, hey, I have something to tell you. I'm gluten-free now. And you're like, no.
Right. No, there are the Panera Bread dads who hang out there with their buddies. You know, dad rides the motorcycle to the Panera Bread, and then he hangs out with his buddies.
This is a thing?
Coffee. Yeah, it is a thing.
Is this where I can go to meet dads?
This is rural America. Yeah.
Oh, rural.
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty much. Small town.
It's not like a dildo hangout.
No.
You know that's what I call male MILFs.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Just so we got
I didn't know
straight.
That.
Yeah, dads,
I didn't know where you were going with all of that.
And over.
By the way, this new survey that dropped just in time for Father's Day asked what we learned from our fathers. And it's a long list. I'll make it short. How to cook? I don't think so. Gardening? No. How to play a sport? Yes. 1/4 of us have. Good sportsmanship? Yes. Oh, more than a third.
Isn't that a good one? That's the best one. Being
it is a good
sportsman.
One.
Yeah. I think that's huge. Can't
don't be petty.
Enough. Yeah.
Let me see. Self-confidence. Car maintenance.
Don't be a tattletale.
That didn't make the list.
That kind of goes under don't be petty.
Car maintenance, financial responsibility,
totally.
Over 51% of the fathers. Well, yeah, dads really nailed that home.
Man,
save
do they
your,
ever.
Yeah, save your money, save your money, save your money.
Do you have a 401k with that job?
Right.
Blah, 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 blah.
Well, and
you
he's
know,
right.
They
he's
teach
right
you,
about that. Start early.
They
Start
teach you financial
now.
Responsibility while they give you like a $1,000 check for no reason at all.
And you
Thanks.
Go blow it in one weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. How to drive. How to be a great person, how to be a good person.
Can I add how to drive stick? That was
yes,
huge.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Dads take their lives in their own hands for you.
And that's by the way, there aren't many cars. Are there any cars that are stick anymore? But it is fun to drive them if you, is yours stick?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Haven't you heard me go, like peel out going up the middle of that
I
hill?
I just figure that's you.
That's, okay.
That's
Fair
just
enough.
You hit and go. And the number one thing, yes, 3/4 of all of our fathers taught us a strong work ethic. Yeah, just got to get paid.
There you go.
Dad knew it all the way. All right, so
Yay,
we'll be
Dad.
Celebrating Dad, and we'll be talking about Dad. As Heather said, you can text us at Generation Drex, or Twitter, hit us up on Twitter at Generation Drex, and we'll take a break and we'll be back. Oh, by the way, so we're going to, and this is very timely, forgiveness. We're going to talk with the author, Dr. Fred Luskin from Stanford. He is the author of Forgive for Good, a proven prescription for health and happiness. And it's just a perfect thing to get us into the weekend. And we'll do that coming up in just a minute. First, let's check in with the KGO Traffic Center and Lee Graham.
All right, Altamont Pass, 580 eastbound at Grantline Road. Another stalled vehicle still there. An SUV moved to the right shoulder. You've also got construction at North Flynn that's got you stop and go back to about North Livermore Avenue still. In Union City, northbound 880 at Whipple Road, they're clearing an accident there involving a motorcycle. It's off to the center divider. No one is seriously hurt, it doesn't seem. Your stop and go still to Paseo Padre Parkway. And some good news, southbound 17 at Lark Avenue in Los Gatos, a Honda stalled out. They've got it to the center divider a while back. Traffic is beginning to break up nicely. Your stop and go in pockets from the Cats back to 85. Weatherford BMW of Berkeley has one of the only BMW-certified collision repair centers in the entire East Bay. No kidding, BMW owners. Their BMW service is second to none. Weatherford BMW-certified collision repair center with BMW-trained technicians. 575 West Grand in Oakland. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Every Sunday at 10 a.m., tune into Your Financial Life with Pat Fitucci, a new show providing education and guidance to individuals actively saving for retirement and that are serious about reaching retirement goals. Your Financial Life, Sundays at 10 a.m.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? As a business owner, I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and be instantly matched to candidates from over 4 million resumes. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Hear that? You know, it might not sound like much. It probably sounds pretty routine to you, but getting here, for me, was anything but. You see, it took an incredible team to get my heartbeat back to normal. But it was more than just their expertise that got me healthy. It was their compassion and their heart that ended up helping mine. Now, well, I get to hear a different routine sound every morning.
Get up, get up!
It's like music to my ears.
Come on, Dad, get up!
At Sutter Health, you get more than expert care. You get a partner. Our network of award-winning doctors and hospitals includes Alta Bates Summit Medical Center, California Pacific Medical Center, Mills Peninsula Health Services, and Palo Alto Medical Foundation. Sutter Health. We plus you.
Many investors who think a sound retirement plan is simply focusing on investment returns ignore other areas that can have a significant financial impact. This is Scott Hansen of Hansen McLean Advisors and co-host of KGO's Money Matters, heard Saturdays at 4 p.m., and we've worked with folks for over 20 years helping them both prepare for and transition into retirement. I've seen many people make well-informed decisions, but unfortunately, I've seen a lot of individuals focus only on investments for their retirement while ignoring the other areas of their financial life. Areas such as whether to use a Roth IRA or not, how to best take retirement income while keeping taxes low, when to start Social Security, strategies to pay off the home, and much more. Hansen McLean Advisors have been helping folks like you achieve financial independence through sound financial and retirement planning. Our advisors have the education, insight, and expertise to assist you with your financial matters, increasing your confidence in knowing you made wise choices in all the areas of your financial life. So contact Hansen McLean Advisors today to see how our unique approach can benefit you. Call 888-2-HANSEN or visit moneymatters.com.
Fresh, live, local. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
So the crowds in Charleston are paying tribute to the victims, and that is going on. And as a matter of fact, today, as the murderer was arraigned in court, and no bail, he will not be able to be bailed out, obviously, for good reason. The families gathered, and one of the victims' families said that she and the families are ready to forgive. Here's what that sounded like.
I would never talk to her ever again. I would never be able to hold her again. But I forgive you. And have mercy on your soul.
That was actually a theme across many of the people, was forgiveness and mercy. One person said repent Anyway.
It's very, very moving.
Almost all of the people said that they forgave him or had some sort of language along that line, which blows me away because when I heard that he said that he, you know, did this on purpose because they're black and you got to go.
Yep.
I felt for the first time in my life, I think, that this was a person that I could kill with my own hands.
Well, and that's not the sentiment in Charleston, as they are paying tribute to the victims tonight. And they are the sound is, and the story goes, they are about forgiveness, which is very timely that we have a doctor. We have Dr. Fred Luskin from Stanford on the phone with us, and he's in charge of the Forgiveness Project, an associate professor at the Institute of Psychology. And I thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Luskin. You are the author of the bestseller, Forgive for Good. And that's a great thing. It's very timely, and I thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
And, you know, as Heather mentioned, you can't help but feel the pain and involve yourself in the mourning when you hear those families in Charleston, especially that one that we just played, ready to forgive and understanding that that's what it's about. And I wonder how you can reach that point after such a horrible, horrible, horrific crime.
You know, last night, driving back from Northern California, I was really struggling myself with what would be an appropriate punishment for the man who murdered all those people. I personally was so horrified by not just the violence of it, but just with the relationships between the races and to like pour gasoline on a flame is just so, I don't even know what the word is. And one of the things that I have recognized in working with people on forgiveness is it's a very delicate subject, like how quickly one forgives. And I think that's what you're asking.
Right. It is incendiary, for sure. This whole horrible episode and chapter of what's happened unfolded once again. As the president said today in San Francisco, he said, "I refuse to act as if this is the new normal or to pretend that it's simply sufficient to grieve and not mention anything about us doing about, you know, something to stop it."
You know, the issue is when you look at forgiveness, and this nobody can know what's in the hearts of anybody else. You just have to be careful that it's not a Band-Aid or an inability to feel some of the horror and pain that goes along with violence like this and with loss and just mass murder. That from my work and my experience, forgiveness generally emerges after you've wrestled with your own demons a little bit.
I was wondering if some of the families might, I guess if you're so consumed with grief, you don't have enough space or capacity inside you to hate this person. I almost see where the forgiveness comes out because you're like, I can't even deal with hating you right now because I'm grieving so much. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, and the one thing I will say, though, there are a good number of people who are deeply religious, and they have, like, brought those values into their being. And so in their minds, this is what their religion expects of them, often Christians, that they are supposed to forgive. The same thing happened when those children were murdered at Nickel Mines, the Amish tragedy a decade or so ago. People would ask me this, you know, on the morning news programs, like, how do you do this? And the only way you can do it even somewhat sincerely is to have practiced it your whole life. So, like, if you were raised in a certain home where these were deeply held religious values, then you're practicing forgiving your neighbor and yourself and your friend down the road and somebody who fires you. So those muscles are well developed. That's the only time when I have seen this be like a sincere expression rather than just the result, as you said, of being so overwhelmed by horror that you can't take anymore.
Right, and you have to wonder if, you know, this is shock. I believe this is, as you said, this is a core value of those people of Charleston. After all, they were in church, and we had Dr. Amos Brown from the Third Baptist Church here in San Francisco on last night. And so they come from a place of good hearts, which makes it especially horrific and tragic and evil. So, you know, I think that they're going to a deep place, and even though it's dark, they're trying to say, you know, as a community, let's hold hands, let's embrace, and let's get through this.
Well, and even more deeply with that, people are saying that even though this human being did something absolutely grotesque, we're not going to allow this to change us. Like, our values are set, and we believe in goodness and mercy, and that those are our core beliefs.
Okay.
And no matter how badly somebody else might behave, that's not going to get us all to alter them.
Right. And I like what you said, that this starts earlier in life. And, you know, it's just happenstance that we've had you booked for a while, and we were just going to discuss the topic of forgiveness. And then this horrible, tragic, horrible crime occurred in Charleston. But, you know, this, you can speak to us about us as individuals, the way that we need to forgive just for our own health, psychologically and physically. And I'd like to do that on the other side if we could.
Yeah.
It's an important thing for, I think, everybody to help manage, you know, their stress and enhance forgiveness.
And talk about people who haven't worked out the forgiveness muscle. How do those people forgive when they come from a place of
yes,
not knowing it well?
And that's what we were going to talk about tonight. So you can weigh in at 808-0810 if you have any comments or questions for Dr. Luskin. And we will continue right after the break. Let's check in with the KGO Newsroom coming up next on KGO A10.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their clients buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. That means that more than half the fund managers don't invest their money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'donnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc. O'Donnell Financial Group and Securities America are not affiliated. If you have type 2 diabetes, listen very closely for information that could change your life. Recent research now suggests that type 2 diabetes can be put into remission. That is correct, remission. South Bay diabetics are now receiving information that often remains hidden from the diabetic community. Because of this, many type 2 diabetics have been able to reduce and eliminate their medication and insulin, lose weight without exercise and radical diets, and even become non-diabetic. Local doctors are now releasing this often hidden information during a free diabetic dinner event for type 2 diabetics. If you'd like to discover information that could lead your type 2 diabetes going into remission, then this is a must-attend event. To register for this free diabetes dinner event entitled Remission of Type 2 Diabetes, call 1-800-406-5554. Seating is extremely limited, so call now to see if you qualify to attend. That's 1-800-406-5554. 1-800-406-5554.
Love, loyalty, and courage in the face of tyranny. Join Michael Tilson Thomas as he leads the San Francisco Symphony and Chorus in a concert performance of Beethoven's only opera, Fidelio, an inspiring tale of courage and the power of love. The internationally renowned cast features soprano Nina Stema, who The Independent claims gave a wonderfully burnished performance as Leonore. Then join the San Francisco Symphony on June 30th for Beethoven's iconic Fifth Symphony. For tickets and information, call 415-864-6000 or visit sfsymphony.org.
Do you know what over 4,000 vehicles look like? Well, we do at DGDG.com. We've got the largest selection in the Bay Area, over 4,000 vehicles in stock, and every single one of those vehicles features our exclusive no-brainer price right up front. A price based on the KBB.com price advisor from Kelley Blue Book, the trusted resource. So, how can we make you happy? Discover all the ways at DGDG.com.
Thank you.
We are we're speaking with Dr. Fred Luskin from Stanford, and he is the author of Forgive for Good, a proven prescription for health and happiness, and stress-free for good, and a good life. And we will continue our conversation after we check in with John Lobertini in the KGO News Center.
Well, Drex, our top story at the bottom of the hour, the future of the NBA champion Golden State Warriors.
We got to celebrate this trophy like it's no tomorrow, man. This is an unbelievable experience. We deserve this. This is amazing. But the cool thing about it is we're going to suit up in 3 more months and try to do it again.
Star guard Steph Curry told adoring fans during a victory parade today in Oakland the 2015 NBA title is just the beginning. The team's rising star, though, is also renewing efforts to stop the Warriors from moving to San Francisco.
The Warriors are not just Oakland's team, but I do think they're an important pillar of the community.
More on that story from KGO 810's Leslie Brinkley.
Oakland Port Commissioner Brian Parker is hell-bent on keeping the Warriors in Oakland. He was out at the parade.
We passed out about 3,000 signs that said, keep the Warriors in Oakland.
Parker says his new coalition is calling on Warriors management to re-engage in talks with the city of Oakland.
I think that there are a number of possibilities. One of them is retrofitting the arena. We have a site called Howard Terminal that's been explored in the past.
He's also posting a petition online at change.org.
A new ballpark in Oakland also on deck today with Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred in town. KGO 810's Brian Pelletier has that story.
Top of mind for the Athletics, their fans, and the city of Oakland is a new stadium. And Manfred says MLB will be as helpful as possible in efforts to achieve that goal, but
our most important principle is to never lose sight of the fact that stadiums are a peculiarly local issue.
Manfred says the A's have made it clear that the best spot in Oakland for a baseball stadium is in the current location, but he doesn't see a shared facility with the Raiders as an option for the future.
Firefighters are on high alert tonight south of Yosemite National Park, where fire threatens to double in size over the next couple of days. More than 500 acres have been scorched in the Sierra National Forest, and heavy dry brush is likely to feed those flames. Air tankers are dousing the flames, but there is another large wildfire burning in the San Bernardino Mountains east of Los Angeles. And this is troubling news. More and more species are disappearing from the planet. It is a man-made problem, according to one expert, and he also says it could affect our existence. More from KGO 810's Kathy Whitman.
Stanford biologist Paul Ehrlich says there's been an argument as to whether or not we're entering a period like the one 65 million years ago when an asteroid
struck the planet and wiped out a large portion of the plants and animals, including all of the dinosaurs.
He led a study that shows
there's no question at all that we're entering another mass extinction. A good example of that is what's happening to the honeybee.
And, of course, honeybees are critical to growing the food supply. California has a new budget. The state legislature today passing a $115 billion compromise spending plan more than 10 days before the start of a new fiscal year. Despite a budget surplus, Governor Jerry Brown remained frugal, refusing to expand many services, though he did allow Democrats to add more money to child care and health care for the poor.
To know that I was a part of a team effort to get this boy home safe, that's huge for me.
Tim Watson was honored today by Congressman Mike Honda. Who's Tim Watson, you say? He's the VTA bus driver who stopped a kidnapping in progress earlier this month.
In progress, when a man snatched a 3-year-old from the Milpitas Library. Watson says stopping his bus and acting on instinct is something he had to do.
I've been looking after the safety of my 2 boys every day of their lives. To know that I was a part of a team effort to get this boy home safe, that's huge for me. That's rewarding.
Nuria Fernandez, the CEO of the Valley Transportation Authority.
Our buses are safe havens.
That's KGO 810's Jennifer Hodges. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:33.
Attention homeowners. I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again. Rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Lennox Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. No points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Lennox Financial at 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Lennox Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind.
Call Lennox Financial at 1-800-431-2765. That's 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Having a cleaner come to your home and use nasty chemicals, that makes no sense. That's why you call Zero Res. Zero Res uses safe, scientific, alkaline water that doesn't leave a sticky residue and dries fast. So call Zero Res today for the June summer special. Three rooms clean for only $119, and you get a 10-foot hallway for free. That's right. $119 for three rooms and a free 10-foot hall. Call 877-321-0739. Commercial customers, you get a free quote. 877-321-0739. 877-321-0739.
It is 735 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Mike's Bikes. Petaluma, northbound 101 at Castania Construction is helping to keep things stop and go between Corona Road and Marin County Airport. Northbound 680 at Andrade, they're still trying to clear a hit-and-run accident there. It is out of the road, but you're still stop and go back to 262 in Fremont. If you're going to the Alameda County Fair in Pleasanton, 680 northbound is stop and go from just before Happy Valley Road up to about Bernal Avenue. No slowdowns, though, on the southbound side. All clear on the Bay Bridge and the Skyway at the moment. And northbound 101 and Central Freeway, though, jammed solidly from the Skyway to about Market Street. June is Dads and Grads Month at Mike's Bikes, and there's no better gift than a fancy new ride. Looking for a campus cruiser for a student or a new road or mountain bike for Father's Day? Mike's Bikes has you covered, so roll into any store today or online at mikesbikes.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
On the diamond, the A's lead the Angels 4-1 top of the third over at O.co. And no score, Giants-Dodgers at Chavez Ravine top of the second. And now your Bay Area weather forecast from KGO weather forecaster Spencer Christian.
Tomorrow, I'll look for sunny skies near 60 degrees at the coast, mid to upper 70s around the bay, and upper 80s to low 90s inland. On Sunday, the solstice occurs at 9:38 a.m., but without much summer-like heat, especially inland, where highs will reach only into the low to mid-80s.
Only low to mid-80s. Right now, around the Bay Area, we've got mild temperatures, lots of sunshine. It's 83 degrees in Fairfield, 71 in Dublin, 73 in Napa, 68 in Oakland, 75 in San Jose, 64 San Mateo, and 62 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by. And so,
folks,
become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash, they've got it nailed down.
Teach your children well.
And we're talking to, from Stanford, Dr. Fred Luskin, about the art of forgiving. Forgive for good, a proven prescription for health and happiness. And Dr. Luskin, thank you again for joining us. And you've done research and you have demonstrated that learning forgiveness can lead to actual more physical vitality, and obviously there's psychological, there's physical benefits of that. And, you know, the art of, let me ask you this. Let's start with that. Is there an art to forgiving? I mean, is it a learned trait? Where does it start?
It's a learned trait. It's a trait that is picked up in your home as you're a child and you watch the way your parents treat each other, that has a lot to do with how forgiving you are. Do you see your parents resolve conflicts with bitterness and acrimony, or do you see them make peace with each other? How do you see them treat you? Do you feel like not just forgiven, but allowed to fail and to be mistaken? And all those things influence how it is we look at forgiveness. There's some biological traits as to how reactive our nervous systems are. Some of us are called hot reactors, and our nervous systems just get hot quicker, and we have a harder time forgiving than the people who are kind of slow, and, you know, it's the whole ball of wax. However, I will tell you that research by science people such as myself have shown that regardless of where you start, you can be taught to become more forgiving.
Okay, well, but I wonder, you know, if there is a difference between, forgiving someone or just turning it and churning it under, you know, and taking it in rather than being very sincere about it. Because the daily stress and grind of daily lives with interpersonal relationships and, driving to work, the commute, the work, whatever you're doing, a lot of times it's and even with relationships, sometimes it's easier to just forgive and say, you know, I'm sorry, and then talk it out, I guess is where I'm going with this, or get to the core
but
of the problem.
Understand, in a relationship or in life, sometimes forgiveness is not the only quality that's needed. So if your partner does something that's really awful, you may have to talk it out. You may have to draw some very serious boundaries.
Right.
You may have to decide whether you want to stay in the relationship. Those are separate to the fact that you don't need to make your partner your enemy, that you can deal with them as somebody who is at that moment difficult for you, and you can forgive the fact that they caused you grief. But you still have some very difficult discussions and may even have some very pointed questions to ask them.
And I have dealt with many people over the course of my life where, you know, I felt like I forgave them, but it was not, you know, I didn't get it back. You know, it wasn't turned back on me.
Of course.
I mean, life is a two-way street with a lot of people. And, you know, sometimes I don't like to always be the forgiver. Like, I forgive you, and, you know, and then they hurt my feelings, and I don't feel as though it's reciprocated.
Well, you sound like you don't have a forgiveness problem, but a friend selection problem.
No, you know what? I think what you find, I think what you do is the fight or flight, that response goes on. And I think through the course of one's life, If you're right, if you can't resolve the issue and you're constantly saying, I'm sorry, but yet the other person never gives it back to you, it's probably time to move on. And I've had that in my life.
It is time to move on.
Yeah.
See, one of the things that you have to evaluate in any situation is what's the best for my well-being?
Yes.
And sometimes complete forgiveness is best for your well-being. Sometimes keeping a little edge that you don't trust them, that they may not be the right person for you, that's the best for your well-being. However, the research is you don't need to be angry and you don't need to be bitter to be careful.
Well, I have learned
so
one thing.
Go ahead.
I didn't mean to step on you. Go ahead.
No, but you want to be careful. You want to be intelligent. What you don't want to be is bitter, and what you don't want to create is your sense as a victim. Those are the things you want to avoid.
Okay, so I suppose, you know, you don't want to say, I'm really sorry, and then not feel as though it's been resolved. If the other person doesn't accept it, then there's an issue.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. Sometimes our apologies aren't what we think they are. And that's a whole nother issue in this domain. People often apologize not just insincerely, but they apologize by saying, I'm sorry that you feel hurt.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Not right.
I heard that.
Right? You've heard that. I've heard that.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm sorry that there's something wrong with you that allows you to be upset at my behavior.
That's
that apology actually does worse than no good. But a sincere apology, which is, I accept that it was my behavior that caused the harm to you. I'm sorry. I can see the harm that was done, and I'm going to do what I can not to harm you again. That research shows that leads to forgiveness.
Right. And if you're if the other individual is accepting, apologizing or accepting forgiveness, does feel better. I mean, you know, after it's resolved, for instance, the anxiety goes away and the stress goes away and you can sleep at night and not roll and toss and turn about it all night.
Yeah. But, you know, getting back to the situation you called me about, or, you know, the murders in Charleston,
yes.
We've worked in some pretty horrific places in this world about forgiveness. And forgiveness is not just a personal issue. So if you exist in a hostile, angry family, say, they will reject you if you're forgiving. If you exist among friends who don't believe in turning the other cheek, even if it's not a religious thing, then you risk their negativity when you do it. And one of the things that has made being a human being so difficult is people organize themselves in groups who create group grudges.
Mm.
And then those group grudges are very hard to relinquish because they're not just in the individual, but in the collective, in everybody's mind.
They're cultural.
And what was that?
I just said they're cultural, right?
Exactly. And so many cultures have these kind of group grudges that it makes an individual within that culture struggle to learn how to forgive, because part of the culture's definition is this other group has hurt us.
Yes, there's this manifesting. It's going on now all over the United States, and it's splitting us apart. So we really do need to work to enhance forgiveness all over this country. And if you don't mind, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll continue to talk about this. I'm going right down the center lane, you know, pointed where he is. We as a group, I mean, that's right. We seem to be splintering off, and we need to enhance forgiveness, and we'll discuss it in just a minute after the break on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Right now, let's check in with Lee Graham and the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by the Alameda County Fair in Livermore, 580 East or westbound. At first, there's a fire off to the right of the highway being reported. Conflicting reports, though. No slowdowns in the westbound direction. Eastbound side is stop and go from first out to the 205 split. Northbound 680 at 84, traffic control is in effect. And you've also got an accident on the 680 northbound ramp to 238 in Fremont, so you're still stop and go from 262 in Fremont to 84. Pleasanton, if you're going to the Alameda County Fair, things are getting better on 680 northbound. Only minor slowdowns now from Happy Valley Road to West Las Positas Boulevard, but no issues at all on the southbound side. It's not just summertime, it's Alameda County Fair time. Come rock the red, white, and blue with 4th of July rock and fireworks, the world's greatest fair food and free Big O Tires concerts, including Foghat, Kansas, Morris Day, and more. Visit AlamedaCountyFair.com and their Facebook page for more info. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Do you know what over 4,000 vehicles look like? Well, we do at DGDG.com. We've got the largest selection in the Bay Area, over 4,000 vehicles in stock. And every single one of those vehicles features our exclusive no-brainer price right up front. A price based on the KBB.com price advisor from Kelley Blue Book, the trusted resource. So, how can we make you happy? Discover all the ways at DGDG.com.
Thank you.
All Craftsman is on sale Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Orchard Supply Hardware. Just in time for Father's Day, save big on tools, tool chests, yard equipment, and more.
Pick up the C3 19.2 volt 3/8 inch lithium ion drill kit for just $59.99. A 263 piece mechanics tool set is half off, and all line trimmers are 20% off. If it's Craftsman, it's on sale June 19th, 20th, and 21st at Orchard Supply Hardware.
Hi, this is Scott Hansen, co-host of the popular Hansen McLean's Money Matters show. We broadcast here on KGO on Saturdays at 4 p.m. If you haven't tuned in yet for our informative and entertaining financial program, you really should. To learn more, visit moneymatters.com.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I've been trying to get down to the heart of the matter, but my will gets weak. And my thoughts seem to scatter, but I think it's about forgiveness. Forgiveness.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10, and joining me this hour is Dr. Fred Luskin. And
that's probably his ringtone.
Right on, yes. And his bestseller is Forgive for Good, a proven prescription for health and happiness. Doctor, let me ask you, so what about those who are so entrenched and stuck with unforgivingness, those who refuse to forgive?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, in relationships, they cause a lot of harm. And if you know, the most difficult place is in an intimate partnership, a marriage, or a, you know, a life partner and something like that. And many people really hold grudges, and you know, they bring up issues from the past while they're fighting, or they refuse to stop blaming their partner, or And that has a very corrosive effect on the person that is given to.
Well, you know, I consider that. That's the nuker in the back pocket. You know what it is, and you don't dare pull it out. But there are people who do that. They so choose to do that. It's a bad thing.
I'm all over the place here with your discussion, because I'm like, well, maybe I just chose some of the wrong friends, and yes, I've gotten rid of them. Or maybe I'm stubborn and I resent people. I like a lot of the quotes that I read when, you know, like when I Google you, all these great things come up about, like, well, people of strength forgive, only weak people are unforgiving. And my mom always reminds me of Ann Lander saying, hanging on to resentment is letting someone you despise live rent-free in your head. So I've got about three people like that in my life. Is there a cure for me, Dr. Fred Luskin?
You know, unfortunately, you're normal. and don't be so, no, but you want to not be so hard on yourself, because that's the way our brain is wired. Like as semi-primitive kind of animals, we're wired to remember harm so that we make sure it doesn't happen again. It's not that you have a character defect. It's that you haven't recognized when the harm is past. And you may not have practiced enough releasing it, but it's showing up there. That's the normal mind doing what it does. So if somebody really mistreats you, if you come home and you find out your husband's been cheating on you for 5 years, it is very difficult to integrate that information in with the picture you had of your marriage. And so everything's going to be destroyed, and it's going to take years for you to settle down and have what's called a new normal. But that's not because there's anything wrong with you. It's that you've been harmed. The thing is, people like me and others, there are shorter cuts that you can take to getting there if you want to. But it's not like your mind is in a bad thing.
And so, I could kiss you. I'm going to have to read your book to get myself to that other side, it sounds like.
Yeah. What are some of the ideas to get, you know, to the other side, so that we don't, I mean, you know, we do hold grudges, but, you know, at some point, time is the forgiving and healing part, where we discover within ourselves as we internalize
this.
Right. It's time to let it go.
I'll tell you, there are some very simple things one can do. The first is to, like, after a while, just stop talking about it. Like, that's one of the simplest things. Like, And it doesn't mean like a week after, but, you know, if your boss was a bum and fired you for no reason except he didn't like you and favored somebody else, which is not a righteous thing to do, a year or two later, you don't want to be talking about your boss.
Exactly.
It's just you're wasting your own life
right.
talking about somebody who didn't do you good. So one of the simplest things is practice talking about it less.
Yeah.
That's really
so
good stuff,
really yes. quickly, do you think you could tell us about your work with folks in Northern Ireland? Like, how do you get two groups that are so polar opposites to have any type of forgiveness?
We did that work at the same time that there were peace talks. And so it was within a political framework that was trying to get these sides to come together. We also did this work after we saw that it was unforgiveness that made it impossible for them to talk to each other. So one side would say, we can't talk to you because you murdered 150 of our folks. And the other side would say, we can't talk to you because you murdered 150 of our folks. And so we did a couple of demonstration projects that showed if you could bring people together from both sides who had had family members murdered, then they could recognize that, wow, okay, we can all calm down. But it is very hard to do without assistance and mm-hmm. support.
Like you literally need that intervention.
Sure, yes.
Well, you need the intervention and you need somebody in your world to support the process. It's very hard to do this alone. Mm-hmm. It's one of the reasons why people who have a church community can do this more easily because they have other people saying you're doing the right thing. Even though it's hard, this is what you need to do. We found that if we sent people back to Northern Ireland who didn't have anybody back in that community to support them, it faded much more rapidly than if they did.
Hmm. And they have to be convinced, I guess, or it takes some convincing to know that things will get better on the other side. So it's worth it to do the work.
Well, you know, here's one of the other bottom lines. When you're angry or when you feel hopeless, you make bad decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so you're not going to be steering the ship of your life so well if you carry this stuff forward. It's just that simple. You're going to make worse decisions. You're going to evaluate things badly. If you have a grudge against, I mean, as horrible as this man who had a grudge against black people, he made terrible decisions. But if you have a grudge against your partner or your spouse, you're going to make bad decisions when they do stuff.
Mm. That's deep.
Yeah, it is. And they need to read your book because there's good stuff in there. And Dr. Luskin, I appreciate you talking to us this evening. Forgiveness, yes, it's a wonderful thing, and I think more of us need to embrace it. Dr. Luskin from Stanford is the author of the bestseller Forgive for Good, a Proven Prescription for Health and Happiness. Doctor, have a great weekend.
Thank you very much, both of you.
Thanks.
You're back. Thank you. And we'd like to talk to you again. All right. We're going to take a break and we'll be back. And we will, I think we should go to some of Jon Stewart's show last night, which was different.
Yeah. He hasn't gotten to a forgiving place yet.
No, I don't. I'm not sure
yet.
He has, but.
He was strong. He wasn't funny. He said something along the line of like, oh, I shouldn't collect my paycheck for this show because I'm not doing what I'm paid to do, which is be funny. I can't be funny right now.
That's exactly right. And we'll play a few clips from that coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO A10.
Running your AC this summer is breaking the bank. Meanwhile, the power company keeps jacking up your rates. Ready for solar yet? Better hurry. The federal tax credit goes away soon. The California state solar rebate is already gone. Your pile of lost money is getting bigger and bigger. Go solar now with Sempra Solaris. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of a California rebate. We'll actually cut new customers an instant rebate check. And our Sun Power panels come with a 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty. The best in the business. Independent surveys say 99% of our customers would recommend us. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We get the job done with esprit de corps and honor. Grab your federal money before it's too late, with no money out of pocket, and you still get a California-equivalent instant rebate check. Call Sempra Solaris at 800-708-4849. Call now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Call 877-249-6988. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. Call 877-249-6988. Programming starting as little as $29.99, plus access to thousands of movies and TV shows. Stream to your TV, smartphone, or tablet. Call 877-249-6988. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get Dish today.
Discover Nakoma. Lose track of time on Nakoma's championship golf course. Lose the stress of the daily grind at the spa over a romantic dinner at the iconic Wigwam Room or grabbing a drink and casual bite in the lounge. Lose yourself in the peaceful beauty of this place and keep every moment here close. Experience serenity just an hour's drive from Tahoe. Whatever the season, Nakoma will make a believer out of anyone. Discover Nakoma. Live elevated. Visit NakomaGolfResort.com.
Having a cleaner come to your home and use nasty chemicals, that makes no sense. That's why you call Zero Res. Zero Res uses safe, scientific, alkaline water that doesn't leave a sticky residue and dries fast. So call Zero Res today for the June summer special. Three rooms clean for only $119, and you get a 10-foot hallway for free. That's right, $119 for three rooms and a free 10-foot hall. Call 877-321-0739. Commercial customers, you get a free quote. 877-321-0739. 877-321-0739.